Hello and welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Collect, the Tappet Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week. We're going to get in trouble for this from the Department of Linguistics here at Car Talk Plaza. Now, we have
We are going to get in trouble, but we're in trouble already.
Right. Well, this is, it's all in fun, right? We have actual news this week. Beep, 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 beep. The school board in Detroit, Michigan has declared mechanics English an official second language. Detroit is the nation's first school system to recognize mechanics English, also known as grease bonics, as the official language of the car repair industry, and as a language separate from standard English, the unique characteristics of which are as follows. Here it is. Grease bonics inserts a word I'll refer to as blank, because I'm not allowed to say it on NPR or any place.
Or any place, for that matter,
especially at home, in front of each of a sentence's verbs and nouns, regardless of the number of verbs and nouns in the sentence. So, for instance, you ready?
Here's an example. I'll give you one.
Okay, go ahead. You do it.
He's got a problem with his clutch, becomes in grease bonics. He's got a blanking problem with his blanking clutch. I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you may also see the same word blank used as a litotes, which would give you a sentence like this. He's got a blanking problem with his blanking clutch. It won't disblank and engage. So that's the sentence structure. There are also idiomatic differences between grease bonics and standard English, complete sentences that sound different. For example, in grease bonics, no, I'm sorry, I'm not able to hand you that wrench at the moment becomes, what do I look like, your blanking butler? Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. We could go on and on, but we're already...
Well, I think it is an official language, because the truth is that every mechanic in the world speaks it and understands it perfectly, probably understands it better than any other sort of form of English.
Well, I will admit it does help you alleviate the frustration inherent in diagnosing and repairing cars. It does. I don't know what it is about it.
It does. I mean, language has more purpose than simply communication.
Yeah.
I mean, it's therapeutic.
It does. It has the therapeutic effect, because it makes you feel better if you can say, this blanking clutch isn't working, as opposed to this darn clutch isn't working. And I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm foolish. Who knows?
Who knows? grease bonics. Well, can we get federal money for this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. When we're in prison, we'll get the money for cigarettes. If you have a question for us about your car or about linguistics or especially grease bonics.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?